All right. That's a song written by Stuart Hamblin many years ago. Kind of a spiritual, probably likes a spiritual. Right now, we're going to get Little Roy to bring the banjo around. I know if you ever heard of the Lewis family, you know we feature banjo a good bit. Holly, maybe something you'd like to say? Tell them about Little Roy's banjo album while we get ready for the song.
Okay. Leroy's got the banjo album that he didn't have it when we were here before. It's a new one. And it has songs like The Entertainer. That's the title song of the album. Country Roads. Home Sweet Home in the Garden. Has lots of songs that you might hear just every day. And Leroy thought it'd be a good selection of songs. Put some slow songs. He has some guitar instrumentals on it. But right now he's going to play two numbers from maybe that album. Leroy, you tell him about it.
Boy, I'm telling you, these trees really feel good down here, but I hear something tell was up in the tree just a while ago. Oh, me. Tell you, I'm glad I wasn't under that tree. Y'all wouldn't be sitting there now. Boy, I'm telling you, we just so proud to be up here at Lester Flatt's Big Festival. Lester Flatt has always been one of my favorite friends there. Boy, I went to his home over there in Tennessee, and I'm telling you, he's got a totally electric home over there. That Lester Flatt has got a totally electric home. Yes, he has. Everything is charged. Oh, Lester Flatt's going to have a birthday Monday. So we want all, I don't think he's over here in the woods with us. And if y'all can remember, just send him a birthday card. I'm going to do him one tonight. You know what I mean? I tell you what, everybody want to know where the Lewis family's from. We're from a little old small town in Georgia. It's so small where we come from, we have to put fertilizer around the mailbox before we can get a letter. Had a man there, our neighbor had a dog that had lived 15 years. This week he stepped out in front of a Volkswagen and kill that dog. Everybody thought so much of that dog around there. That man said, I'm going to give this dog the best funeral that a dog has ever had. So he built him a little box. Oh, he bought flowers for the little dead dog. He went to the telephone. He called up the Methodist preacher. He said, this dog that everybody has liked so all these years got run over and killed yesterday. Do you want to come speak a few words over the dead dog before we lower him in the ground? The Methodist preacher said, you got to be out of your mind. I ain't got nothing to say over no dead dog. No, I won't do it. So he got on the phone. He called the Baptist preacher. He said, this dog that everybody thought so much about stepped out in front of this Volkswagen and got killed. We about ready to put him in the ground. I just want to know, do you want to come preach his funeral? The Baptist preacher said, no, man, I ain't going to preach no dog's funeral. He said, well, I was just thinking it's worth $100 to you. He said, well, why didn't you say that dog was a Baptist then? I'm going to play one called Looking for a City. Boy, this is a good PA set. I love it.